on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Here is Robbie Gould, who missed a potential game winner from 36 yards out here at home last Sunday against San Francisco. He missed his last two attempts in that game. This will be from 50 yards out. Patrick O'Donnell will place it down. And Gould's kick from 50 is no good. Right to the right.
Deja vu all over again, as they say. Bears lose to the Washington Redskins 24-21. Robbie Gould misses the kick. And we're at 5-8. It's Hampton OB with Kaz, that presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. My name is Mark Carman. We are sponsored at the start of the show by Geno'sEast.com. Sponsored by the Patrick Dealer Group. 24-21. The Bears fall to 5-8. Hamp, you look like you want to start.
You know, hey, and it's not really deja vu all over again, other than the fact that this little number nine has cost us three games this year. Last week, it was to win the game. Today, it was to get us a chance to go to overtime. And which one is more critical? You tell me. You know, even in the overtime, okay, we still had life. You miss this kick, it's over, Rover. And guess what? After we spot them 14 points, playing dead in the first half, OB.
Unbelievable.
We played 25 minutes of dead man walking. And you know what? Cutler puts together a drive at the end of the first half to kind of get us back in it. But you know what? Again, I go back. I was standing there on the sidelines, Kaz. I was watching this. You talk about stumble bums. They had six penalties, every one of them critical as far as stopping drives. But more importantly, the way we are playing defense, especially at a couple of positions, has got to stop. It's just got to stop. But back to Robbie Gould. You know, we all were sick of him last week. Let me tell you something. He might ought to want to move out of town.
Well, the problem is every great kicker, and he's look, let's give him his credit. He's been a great kicker for the Chicago Bears for quite a few years. But somewhere along the line, it's kind of like professional golfers when you can't hit that four-foot putt anymore to win tournaments. Robbie Gould looks like a guy that can't hit the game winner or the tire upper that would give you a chance to win.
We used to call that choking.
Well, it is choking,
okay.
Right? But you know what
Let's
I'm saying. He's, but
table.
I'm saying, yeah, he's starting to choke now. Whereas before, Ed, this was a kid that was consistently, you could count on him. He was going to knock it through the uprights, and he is struggling to hit it through the uprights.
Not anymore. Well, guys, I think you know we talked about this. What went on there this afternoon at Soldier Field. And I found some positives, negatives, basically the same kind of a thing. But I think we should go, I mean, the only thing that I call in the Mueller Auto Dealer Group change of the game, it has to be Robbie Gould missing that field goal. I mean, folks, there's other things that we could have said, but that in the bottom line, that's pretty much what it has to be. Now, the positive stuff. Again, I've been saying for almost the last month that these kids have bought into this system, okay? And I truly believe that. Otherwise, we wouldn't be playing games into the fourth quarter, still having a chance to win if they didn't buy into the system. Now, having said that, where's the problem? The problem, folks, is talent. We got three games left, and they better start putting people in, or if they want to change some people from one position to another, you better get it done. Okay, those 3 weeks are going to come quick. But I got to tell you, what I saw today is, again, the first half. You remember last week, guys, when we went on the radio, folks? They were so slow, so lethargic offensively. They're running a slow, no-huddle offense. I mean, they just weren't there. They didn't seem like they were quick. Cutler seems to us here in the studio, he's at best when he's really got to move the ball. He's got to go 60, 70, 80 yards in a matter of a minute and a half, 2 minutes or whatever. So you usually see that in the second half We should start out that way. Jay Cutler can handle a situation. He can move the ball in seconds, and he can move out of the pocket, and there's a lot of wonderful things that he can do. Instead of, for some reason, and if you look there today, and we're sitting there and watching Cutler on the sidelines with a no-huddle offense standing there, looking at the sidelines, which I can't believe I thought we were done with that, looking at the sidelines, putting his hands by the ears, and then he's going with his fingers like, come on, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Second half, we really go to a hurry-up offense, and it works. Another thing that I saw that I liked, finally, Gase, when he got into the red zone with about 30 seconds to go on the clock, he hits Jeffrey for a touchdown in the end zone. Finally, we tried to score a touchdown, get into the end zone, and put some points on the board and play big boy football. Second half, again, tried stretching the ball going down the field. That, folks, that's what we have to do, especially if you're like third and long. You know, let's say it's 12 yards or whatever. Try that fly pattern or that deep post pattern. Why? Because he might catch the damn football, okay? And it might get intercepted, and if it does, it's just like a punt. And or there could be interference.
Right.
Don't try to go downfield, this is big boy football. And that's when, Glenn, when I said to you, and we kind of got in a disagreement last week about this guy's playing scared-to-death football. And what I meant by scared-to-death football is we're not trying to put 6 points. We want to get close so we can kick a field goal. That's not how you play this game.
Yeah, no, what you and I were really discussing last week, I agree 100%. You got to go down the field. You were telling me that you believe in the coaches, but they were playing, to me, in my opinion, Gase was playing scared-to-death football. This week, he took some shots down the field. Yeah. I feel better. That's all I was saying last week.
Yeah,
I like going down the field. You get a turnover, chuck it down the field. Take a shot. Put them away.
Absolutely. You can't sit there and have a defense smother you. But this whole thing, folks, is if they got to do something with the offense. They got to hurry it up, guys. They got to move. They got to go quicker right from the get-go and attack, go down field. And for God's sakes, act like you know what you're doing. And if it's Adam Gase, you know, people worried about him, he might leave, he might get a head coaching job. I wouldn't be too bothered if that happened because I've seen too many plays that have been called on the goal line trying to run the ball in and passes that I really don't like.
The Mueller Dealership's game-changing moment that Ed mentioned is brought to you by the Mueller family of dealerships in Highland Park, Gurnee, Hoffman Estates, and Merrillville. We also could touch on the Matt Jones. He had 2 catches today. One of them was on a 3rd and 8. Ball was floated in the air for nearly 3 decades, and the Bears had a hand on with Sheriff McManus, but it fell into Jones's hands. He was on the ground. No one touched him, and he actually basically just fumbled the football, just handed it away, and the Bears couldn't pounce on it. They didn't end up scoring on that play, but that was another.
They tried to jump on it, but it ended up back in Matt Jones's arms, which was a fluky, weird thing also.
24-21, bottom line, the Redskins beat the Bears. We'll take your phone calls. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200.
Quickly, before we go, folks, one thing I'd like to add on here. Okay, we got 3 games left.
Yeah.
2 away, 1 at home. Last game of the season against Detroit. It's going to be interesting to see. Take a look at what they do for the next 3 games, folks. Defensively and offensively. We really haven't been that much of a blitzing team, and we haven't really attacked offensively. I would really love to see us go out there and attack offensively and defensively. Last 3 games to go, what do we have to lose?
Hey, how about let's try to win a game in December? The last one we won was when we were at Cleveland 3 years ago.
312-981-7200. Hey. Along those lines, Ham, the Washington Redskins came in today 1-18 in their last 19 road games. The Bears are now 1-6.
Only nine. We basically said, hey, get 14 points up on us. Hey, we'll get a wake-up call at halftime.
Hey, big man, I got you started up. It's over, Rover.
Yeah.
Yes, it is over, Rover.
Hey, let me tell you, I'm just telling you, it's been a long time since I felt like a tremor in the force. Well, let me tell you something. This kid blowing these games these last 2 weeks, that's the backbreaker for me. I'm done.
And the Bears, in their last 10 home games, Mark, and nine.
Is that good?
Last 10 home games.
That's not what you want. Last month, Vancouver routed the Hawks. Now it's rematch time in another Western Conference showdown. Blackhawks Canucks tonight at 6 on WGN-TV. And with the Hawks game tonight, 5:30 pregame right here on 720 WGN. So you only get Hampo and OB with Kaz until 5:30. So jam it all in right now. 312-981-7200, 720 WGN.
Back to the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz.
Presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com
on 720 WGN.
Bears lose to the Redskins 24-21. Hamp and OB with Kaz. ChevyDriveChicago.com with you till 5:30 today. 312-981-7200. One guy you can't blame for today is your quarterback, Jay Cutler. A 19 of 31 for Cuddy. 315 yards, couple of touchdowns, was not intercepted, was sacked three times, constant pressure the whole day.
Right.
Quarterback rating of 117. Hronis Grassou, Hamp, you've been talking about that for a couple weeks in the middle. We'll get to that in a second. OB, I know you want to give somebody a
Yeah, I sure do. I have a slight problem with sleep apnea. I mean, slight, big problem. And I just want to give a shout-out to Larry Lehane. He owns Delta Sleep, Inc., And that's his specialty, and he's got another office in Bloomington, and he does a great job. So I just want to, Larry, thank you for helping me. I really appreciate it. Delta Sleep, Inc.
Yeah, he needs to stop by the locker room in the first half. It looked like everybody on the Bears team was playing in their sleep.
Okay,
but Dan, who do you blame for that, though? Isn't that John Fox's job to get his team ready to come out and play? They were worried about the Redskins. In Washington, the fans, even the coaches, that was the talk all week. How are they going to respond after losing that tight one on Monday night or whatever it was last week? And so they come out fired up and get after everybody, and our guys look like they didn't even want to play.
Going through the motions. And then, I got to tell you, and this is the thing that Kaz and I will beat the drum because, hey, guess what? It's a track record, and it's hung around his neck, and it's on John Fox. John Elway. Two separate times a year ago, had to go down into the locker room and kick some stuff around to get the team's attention because apparently the head coach wasn't doing it, OB. And guess what? The last 2 weeks, we play down to a bunch of dregs, gutter football, and penalties and drop passes and jumping off, all this nonsense, instead of going out and playing and defending your home field.
Yeah. I'm going to take issue with both of you gentlemen. I think, and what I've said, and I'm going to stand by my statement, that these kids have bought in to what these coaches are selling.
The recliners he's got for them in the locker.
Yeah, they have bought in. They were all asleep in the first half.
I really believe that. But I'm going back, and when we really had a great chance to play against two folks, horrible football teams, and we can't beat them, and to have offensively last week, this week, the first half, I'm going to be talking in circles about this one. They come out again, lethargic, slow. There was no fire, no sense of urgency.
And that's the head coach's job. That's his job.
I don't understand why they're doing it. I mean, I know there's a sense of urgency, okay? And our fans do. But I can't believe what I'm seeing. Okay. They're sitting there, Jay Cutler, come on, get the play in. When before, it was running smooth, it was going again, the plays were coming in. Not the last two games, so I don't know what the hell's going on over there.
What do you think of the coaching staff? 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. As far as the penalties are concerned, Bears today were penalized seven times for 79 yards.
Six in the first half.
Right.
But see...
And all critical drive killers.
Okay, if we would have won this game, we could kind of say, well, we got to clean that up. Not now. Not after what happened today. You have got to not only recognize the problem before you address it, but you got to follow through. Nobody followed through this week because we came out and played at the same tempo we did the prior week, and we played down to the opponent.
And that's exactly what happened. Before that, they were running pretty good with a no huddle, or if they did go in a huddle, they came out right away and they went. I don't know what's going on with Gase. I have no idea. But the thing again, the positives today, And I'll say it again. Trying, when we're in the red zone or near it, throw the damn football into the end zone.
You know, I've talked about this many times. Most offensive coordinators want to throw it 100 times a game. They think if they score 70 points, they're going to be the next great head coach. You are talked off that ledge by who? The head coach.
Yes.
Oh, we got a bad defense. We were worried about this. So keep it close to the vest. Let's, run the dives and the counters and then the bootleg here and there. But don't really do anything risky because, we don't want to turn it over and put our defense in bad shape because – come on, let's be realistic. Willie Young and Tracy Porter are the only two guys anybody in the league would even be interested in signing right now. So all that being said, that's where a head coach has to say, throw caution to the wind, okay? It's time for us to make a statement. It doesn't happen.
You know what? It should be interesting to the listeners, our listeners out there. I'd like to hear what the heck they have to say. Well, I'm talking about if it's a no-huddle and a hurry-up offense, well – do it.
Yeah, but that's
John
Fox.
Don't stand out there looking at the sidelines like somebody's trying to figure out what's going on around here.
What we're saying is Fox has got him all bound up, saying, oh, take it easy. Don't be doing anything crazy here.
It was the first time this year that you saw Cutler looking at the sideline like Mark Trestman was over there.
Come on. Give me a call.
It was a Trestman moment.
Yeah. Yes.
Craving Chino's East legendary deep dish pizza, handmade with their famous buttery, flaky crust loaded with the freshest ingredients, then topped with a flavorful sauce. You can bring the family to Chino's East 10 locations in Chicagoland. They're closer than you think. Try the favorites like the Meaty Legend, the Chicago Fire, or their signature patty-style sausage. And if you can't make it to them, Chino's East will, of course, come to you, order pizza delivery to your home, or ship this iconic Windy City legend nationwide. For delivery zones and info, visit chinoseast.com. Bears lose to the Redskins 24-21. We are taking your calls coming back. 312-981-7200. We are starting with the coaching staff today. If people are pointing at him or if you're looking at it as a talent issue, or obviously it's some form of combination. How much are you on one side and the other? 312-981-7200, 720 WGN.
So Robbie Gould with an opportunity to tie the game in the final minutes. Wide right from 50 yards out. Redskins maintain control of the NFC East.
Unbelievable. Haven't won on the road and under tough conditions come in and find a way to get it done.
So the Redskins win it by 3.
50-yard field goal, no siree, and the Bears come up short, 24-21 over
what
at Soldier Field.
What was so unbelievable, Mark? I mean, the Bears continue to set new marks for teams that can't win on the road. They come in here and they get the victory. San Francisco the week before. Now we have the horrific Washington Redskins. They come in and crush the 0-9 streak, right?
Well, hey, the stumble bum Lions can't wait for January. They're coming in.
Well, yeah. Hey, guys, all you have to do is go back the last several years, even with Lovie Smith. You remember he'd get down in the red zone? He'd run three plays that one time. Did they try to throw the ball in the end zone? Let's kick the field goal. Let's keep it a tight game, and let's win them. Unfortunately, that isn't what the rules tell you. The rules tell you, move the football, attack.
That unbelievable Niners team that came in here last week, they got on a roll, or no, they didn't. They lost to 3-10 now, Cleveland, 24-10 today. Johnny Manziel had a big day. Who brought it? We'll get to the phones in a second here. Who brought it? Sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. You know what to bring. I'll throw a couple candidates out that you guys can take. Zach Miller had a nice game today. He's been very impressive, and I know you don't miss the unicorn, Martellus Bennett-Hamp. He had 5 catches, 85 yards, and a touchdown. Another guy, I mean, Willie Young had a sack and 3 tackles for loss. Those are 2 candidates. I don't know which way you guys want to go.
Jay Cutler would be my guy.
Yeah.
Cutler brought it, 315 yards. 2 touchdowns, quarterback rating, a 117.
Yep, I wouldn't argue with that at all. 312-981-7200. Jeff is in Louisville. He's been waiting patiently now on 720 WGN. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Listen, number 99, would you speak to this, please? I know we're talking coaching staff here, and this goes to the D coordinator, and this burns me. I'm just curious, does it burn you, or is it nothing you even think about anymore? It's Willie Young and Goldman and Lamar Houston dancing after they make a sack or a tackle, and the team's down 14-7, 14-0. does that burn you? Is that just the culture now of these players, or
it has been for the last 15, 20 years? And yeah, you know, hey, it does go against, you know, the grading on me, because hey, wait a minute, last time I checked, you're getting paid
to do that.
And yeah. So you actually accomplish it. Now you need all this fans. No, you know, and I got to tell you, I played with the guy that didn't show his, you know what, after he scored a touchdown, and he scored a bunch of them.
Yeah, but
of course, yes.
Jeff, are you telling me though, when you're watching football, that you don't like it when somebody spikes the ball in the end zone or any of that? You just want robots out there.
Not rope. I tell you what I like seeing, and again, 99, you can, the great teams you played on, the 85, the 86. I love seeing players that celebrate with their teammates as opposed to walking away from the teammates and celebrating to the camera. You know, I there's a difference there, you know?
And the other part is Lamar Houston's ridiculous moron sack dance last year that blew his leg out. We're getting killed. We're embarrassed. I mean, everybody that's ever wore a Bears shirt is like trying to dig a hole and bury it. And this guy's celebrating a meaningless sack? That's what I'm saying. Hey, if you're playing, you know, Green Bay and they're driving and you sack him and to end the game, hey, jump around a little bit. Well, but when you're getting your fanny embarrassed, don't be doing that nonsense.
And
but
you're down 14-0 when they're dancing, by the way. They're getting crushed. They're down 14-0. They haven't stopped the Redskins yet, and they're dancing around on a set.
Oh, okay, guys, here's what happens, okay? Like, they don't know that television, that's why when they make a tackle, they ought to show them when they get put on their back, but also they make a tackle or whatever. And it's usually a 7-8 yard run away from everybody else. Why? Because that TV camera follows them, no matter what. And they do their celebrating, their dancing. If they stopped showing those goons, they wouldn't do it.
312-981-7200. I mean, that's the lead.
Heck of a point.
You're right. It is. But
it's exactly why. That's why they do it. They run away from somebody. There goes the camera.
Right, but that's you can't, like, single out the Bears. Look, that's the entire league.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but the teams that seem to win the most,
I don't see New England players doing
it. I don't see New England doing it other than on touchdowns. They don't do it. And when they're losing, you're not going to see them really dance because their coach will say, what are you doing? You're getting crushed.
Bill Belichick.
There's no shame anymore in anything.
Right. And I don't – listen, I'm not saying they should be celebrating when they're down. I completely agree with that. But when you score a touchdown, it matters. Go ahead. I don't mind the entertainment.
Yeah, touchdowns don't bother me. It's when you do something that you're expected to do, like make a sack – or make a tackle, or make a catch, do you really have to do all the celebrating?
312-981-7200. Let's move the conversation along.
Push the button, and you can do a sack dance over there.
Yes, when you push it, stand up and dance, yeah. Mark, because we're all thrilled for you.
Doing a dance, bringing in Jackson and Wheaton on 720 WGN. What's up, Jackson?
Hello. Yeah, I got two things to say here. First off, I've seen enough of this Foxy guy. We need to bring Levy back. Ugh. Second off, get rid of Robbie. His time is coming past. Let him go.
All right, Jackson.
I'll wait for my answers. Thank you.
All right. Hey, Action Jackson, I like two of the three. I don't like to bring Levy back. Hey, there's a lot of young, dynamic coaches. But, you know, and we can go down the street. The reason Fox was brought in here was stability and his credibility to get good coordinators. We've got two good coordinators, but still, it goes back to the head coach, OB. You know, I don't think Dick ever drew up, you know, game plans, but by God, he got your attention Saturday night before the game. Actually, I mean on Wednesday before practice for the week started. This is what we have to do. And every day it was a constant drumbeat to a crescendo at kickoff. Today, it was almost like, hey, yawn, wake up, what are we doing here?
Danny, when you came in 1979, I mean, what was going on from coach after coach after coach, just absolutely letting these players run around, do what they want, there was nothing. And then finally George Halas figured it out. Mike Ditka applied for the job. They brought him in. He talked him away. He talked Halas into giving him the job. And Mike knew exactly what the hell to do. The word was called discipline, and the other word was called attitude. And he knew how to have disciplined people, and he knew what a damn good attitude meant, and that's what he brought. Those two words, Very meaningful. He brought them. You guys were world champs.
Redskins came out of the locker room today to start the game. Their longest drive they've had all season long to start a game. 15 plays, 80 yards, took 8 minutes and 30 seconds. Then you get to the half, Bears come out, 3 and out, and then they go 10 plays, 62 yards, 5:35.
I was standing right there watching them come down the field, 15 plays. It was like watching the Ten Commandments for the 30th time.
But the key was, how about they finally threw to Jeffries when they're in the red zone to score a touchdown?
Well, that was nice. That was
yeah. But it's the way they start and the way they come out in the second half, and that is, I don't care what anybody says, that is the head coach's primary job to have your team ready to play and have your team ready to go in the second half with adjustments in hand and going. He doesn't do it right now.
I'll guarantee you this: our listeners out there and the people that were down at that game, I'll guarantee you, they noticed the difference in the second half. When does Cutler play his best football? He's got to go one after the other. He's got to get up to the line. He's got to fire out the call. He's got to make the play. That's when he's best at. Would you sit there and watch him be lethargic, looking to the sidelines? I thought we were done with that.
It happened today. It absolutely did.
You know, hey, he's three times the value when he's in the ready offense. When they're up at the line,
he's
making calls. And you said it today, Kyle.
Absolutely.
He runs this offense better than the other guy that's calling plays sometimes.
Yeah. And he's good at it, and he's more comfortable and more relaxed. That's the way to use Cutler.
Get back to your calls in a second here. The Midwestern University Eye Institute in Downers Grove is now accepting patients as a full-service clinic. The Eye Institute provides comprehensive eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, eye disease screening and treatment, vision therapy, low vision rehabilitation services, and emergency eye care. It's all at an affordable price. Learn more at MWUClinics.com or call 630-743-4500. That's MWUClinics.com or call 630-743-4500. The Midwestern University Multi-Specialty Clinic, your family's home for health care. Bears lose to the Redskins 24-21. Robbie Gould missed a 50-yard field goal with under 2 minutes to go. The Bears are 5-8. 312-981-7200 with you till 5:30, 720 WGN.
Touchdown, Bears!
Chicago Bears conversation is here. The Chevy Hamp and OP Show with Kaz. Presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
It's probably not fair to put it all on the kicker, but just for stat's sake, Robbie Gould started...
That's what they're hired to do.
Well, he started...
Mark?
Started the season, Kaz, 17... For 17.
What if a fireman doesn't get in the truck and come when the fire's burning?
Well, there you go.
All right, you paid to kick. You're the highest paid kicker in the NFL.
He's 17 for 17 to start the season, Hamp. He's 9 for his last 15. And the
what you done for me lately?
Right, the last two extremely.
Yeah, punch the button, will you?
Pave, I'm going to punch the button and
do
it.
Yeah, please. Punch the button, do your job. Get to our callers.
Kaz is my guy. I love him.
Ed, talk to this young guy?
Let me get to Andy in Wisconsin, OB. I'll do it for you on 720 WGN. Andy, you're on the Hamp and OB with Kaz show presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Go ahead.
Guys, thank you for taking my call. I loved watching both of you guys play, actually, but I got two statements quick. You know, I'm such a defender of Jay Cutler, and everyone up here is like, no, he sucks, whatever. But you know what? He's a competitor. I love his fire, you know, and I think that he could still be really good for the Bears the next couple of years. My second statement, guys, is I took my son to his first Bears game last week, and we were tailgating, and who do we miss? Connie Payton. And we got a picture. He goes, Dad, that's the one from the video, the Walter Payton video. I'm like, yeah, that's Mrs. Payton. Unbelievable experience, but I just want to defend Jay Cutler, guys, and let me know your thoughts. I think he's a really good player because he wants to play. So I'll hang up and listen to your thoughts. Thanks, guys.
Well, Andy, let me tell you something. If Jay had been playing this year like he has the previous six, I wouldn't buy into anything. But, boy, I want to tell you something. The turnaround of Jay Cutler, his ability, his attitude, his demeanor is a 180 the right way. and I'm a big Jay Cutler fan now. I mean, that's a guy you can win a Super Bowl with, but boy, do we need to fill a whole lot of people on both sides of the ball. I mean, a whole lot of people.
If you've been listening to the show all season long, I mean, this we've been Hamp's been leading it for years.
Yeah, Dan drives the Jay Cutler fan van.
And, I mean, hey, I and usually he's bring it he's in on thrown, Thursdays for a wax and buff.
Yeah, and Carmen is all over it, right?
Well, hold it. Two guys did actually. Doug Buffone, God rest his soul, and Dan Hampton.
Yeah, those two.
Cutler's the greatest. Cutler's the greatest.
I
said, really? I personally think he sucks.
And that would be Ed and I riding the other bandwagon and saying, ship him out of town. But
just exactly what are you guys seeing in Cutler that I'm not?
Well, and what they're seeing is what we're seeing this year. Hey. He's turned it around for the first time in his career, and he's lived up to his potential. And it's fun to watch because he's the real deal now.
Dal Logans is the quarterback coach, has made an amazing transition with him.
And it was really from, game one, you couldn't quite see it, but you saw inklings of it from then on. And he got hurt in the Arizona game, but before he did, he looked great. And this is, just ratings-wise, this was his third best game on the year. And you're talking about, he had a quarterback, or second best, but today was 117. I mean, it's a hell of an effort and wasn't even his best.
Let him go. Let's go to the callers real quick again. Mark,
come on.
But you want to know
come
one
on,
thing?
Mark. Yeah.
Just let him go from the get-go, from the damn first play that the offense is on that football field. Fire. One play after another. Keep going and going and firing.
Absolutely.
And part of that, though, is the fast-paced offense is set up because Cutler's calling the plays and making the reads. He's better at that.
Come on. Give him the finger. Let's
come
go,
on. Push the button,
three,
Carmen.
One, three, one,
do
two.
Do your dance.
Shush. Just be quiet. There
is
you go.
It the fishing dance that you do?
I like the fishing dance. John in a car. You're on 720 WGN. I'm doing a dance.
Hey guys, I'm an avid fan of the show. However, I disagree with you folks on the let's blame the coaches syndrome. These guys get paid an awful lot of money to go out and play for one day a week. And I don't think they need the motivation from the head coach or any coach. They should have the motivation from inside. To get out on the field and press the button right from the beginning, whether it's the first quarter or the third quarter. They got to be ready to go and get out there and play, not blame the coach for not saying the right words in the locker room.
Hey, no, it's not.
Johnny, let me just jump in real quick, and then, Glenn, you go. John, in theory, I agree with you. That, I mean, you got to motivate guys. You got to do this and that to get them up, to get them ready to play on a Sunday or a Sunday night or a Thursday, or a Monday. That should never happen. But, boy, you see it with teams week after week, year after year.
Here's reality. You're talking about players that their whole life have been almost programmed, Dan, that the head coach sets the tone, sets the week up, and off they go. From the time you're a little 9-year-old football player all the way till you get to the pros. So, in professional, of all the professional sports, head coaches in football are one of the more important and most impactful positions in all of the pro sports. So, yeah, you're right, John. In theory, it shouldn't matter because they're pros. But guess what? The great ones get their teams ready, and part of it is how you prepare all week, too. That's part of it. Are you ready? Do you understand? Do you recognize defenses? Do you recognize techniques? And then you look prepared. We don't look prepared.
Lou Holtz is one of the greatest coaches ever in the sport of college football. And he tried the NFL for a while, but he refused because he said the players would not take the hook and buy into the agenda of being prepared and being emotionally ready to play week after week. And it drove him nuts. And he said, I'd rather go back to the college kids that still listened. Well, that's the trick. You as a coach, you got to reach the players. Now they're 25, 28. It still gets down to you only have so much. There's a handful of Walter Paytons, those amazing self-starters. A lot of times you've got to motivate these players to make them special. If you want an NFL player that goes out there and goes 5-8, that's what you're looking at. A special coach would get this team to be motivated and be 8-5.
Okay, I agree with both you guys on the head coach. It's in so many certain decisions, even during the game, it's his final call or whatever he has to do. But in today's football, in the NFL, the most important coaches out there on your team are your position coaches. That's the guy you spend night and day with during the week. Very seldom you get involved with the head coach, all right? It's the offensive, defensive coordinator, but it's basically your position coaches. And they're the people that have to sell the story to the players.
I think it's hard for some of the people to realize that the Bears maybe had a lot more talent coming in this year than anyone actually thought. The defensive star of the game is brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDrivesChicago.com. Anybody want to take some?
Willie Young has been the best player on this team for the last 4 or 5 weeks. Tracy Porter's played very, very good football for us. But Willie Young has come on. He's getting better by the week. This is a really good thing.
Would it shock you, though, Lamar Houston had 9 tackles today, 8 solos, 1 sack, and 2 tackles for losses?
He's playing hard.
I agree. Willie Young had a sack, 3 tackles for losses, but Houston, 9 tackles, 8 solos in the game. That's an impactful defensive player.
He would have had 15 if he hadn't tripped over Shea McClellan running through the tackles.
Well, it's hard sometimes to get around the best player on your opponent's team.
312-981-7200. Take your calls after the 4 o'clock news. Also hear from the head coach, John Fox. Hear from Jay Cutler, Adam Hoge, live at Soldier Field as well. Lot to do with you till 5:30. Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Yes, OB?
Do we have to listen to those guys? I'd rather listen to us moaning and groaning and screaming.
We'll tell you
the truth.
We'll keep it short. 720 WGN.
Well, it's coming. Right for us.
Hemp. Dan Hampton.
Gosh, I can't take
OB.
It.
It's all about that game.
Ed Obradovich.
Yeah, Gosh.
Hey, what's the question?
Glenn Kozlowski.
Okay, let's move on.
Touchdown, Bears.
The Chevy Hemp and OB Show with Kaz.
Presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com.
On the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
Second hour, Hemp and OB with Kaz on 720 WGN. I am Mark Harmon, 312-981-7200. The locker room interviews are sponsored by Motorworks. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business. Kaz, you want to hear what John Fox had to say?
Not really. No. I mean, look, if he said something of substance, because he really doesn't, he does the coach talk, and I understand why he does it. He's been doing this a long time. But here's my simple question to Ed and Dan. For the last 2 general managers that we've had in here before Pace, the Bears would build up your hope, and you get excited as a fan, and then crush your hopes. And then they would beat a team like the Green Bay Packers or a team that you don't think they can beat. And then they absolutely collapse and lose to teams that they should never lose to. How is this any different than the last 2 general managers that we had in here? Because to me, it feels the same way. They're in games, Ed, but they still break your heart and they lose to teams they shouldn't lose to. And it smells and feels the same way over, and it's like watching Groundhog Day over and over and over again.
If it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck. All right.
Go to the callers.
You go to the callers? You guys don't want to hear from Fox?
Absolutely. No.
No. Let's get to the callers, and I'll wait for Ed and Dan to answer that question.
I'm sure the people at Motorworks of Barrington, that auto group,
they'll be happy.
They'll be very happy about this. Trust me. I know them very well.
This segment's also sponsored by the Patrick Dealer Group and Geno.
They'll be happy too.
And GenosEast.com. All right, let's go Peggy in Arlington Heights ahead of John Fox on 720 WGN. Go ahead, Peggy.
Hey, guys, I think Cutler needs to go. He gets paid a lot of money. He doesn't do his job. It's just like a weatherman that has a big contract and he says it's not going to rain and it's pouring outside. He's just a failure.
Hey, Cutler?
Hey, Peg? Peg,
yes.
Let me just tell you right here. I'm going to tell you what. Just hold on a second
Ed
here.
And I are the
I'm going to tell you what a failure he is. Peggy, listen to me. His agent, got him a contract where last year or the year before, he got paid over $23 million. I think this year he's making $16 million, all guaranteed.
Peggy, he was 19 for 31 today with 2 touchdowns and a quarterback rating of 117. What did you want him to do better?
play better.
Okay. Nah, I mean, Peggy, I would agree with you up until this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would have said, and Ed would agree with you too, that he was overrated, paid too much. This year, he's earned every penny of his contract and maybe a little bit more.
I'll tell you what, Peggy, if it wasn't for Cutler, if it wasn't for Cutler, every game this year, I'm going to tell you what, they would storm the Bastille. They would burn it down. Because if he had the same attitude he had like he's had the prior 6 years and just walking away, not paying attention, whatever have you, and this team has this kind of a record, oh, my Lord.
Well, we saw what it was like when they got smoked by the Seahawks. What was it, 23-0? And Jimmy Clausen was the quarterback, who, by the way, was also the quarterback again today for the Ravens against the Seahawks. Clausen was 23-40, no touchdowns, interception, and today they lost 35-6 with Jimmy. He started two games this year.
Yet another cutting coming soon for Jimmy.
I understand where we picked up Matt Blanchard.
Yes.
You know, he's a local boy. He's from Barrington.
Well.
I believe. He's from Barrington, I think, the Barrington area.
I don't.
Hey, the bottom
his parents
line is,
are.
25 teams in the NFL would cut their arm off to have Jay Cutler right now. I'm just telling you. That's the way it goes.
Maybe 26 Dan. Even.
Yeah. So, hey, Jay Cutler is the least of my worries right now.
Peggy, you were right for 6 years. This year, you're wrong.
Yeah. Ed and I were with you for 6 years.
Thanks for calling,
we jumped
Peggy.
Off the wagon.
We still love you, Peggy. 312-981-7200. Sam is in his car now on 720 WGN. Go ahead, Sam.
Hi, I just wanted to talk about the Bears' lack of execution. I mean, we've been driving down the field all this time, and gold has not been good as gold. So I want to know your thoughts on that.
Okay, Sam.
Okay, well, you know, lack of execution, and I'm all for their execution. I'm just saying there's a lot of things that go into that. First and foremost, six penalties. All of them were backbreakers in situations where we're in the plus area of the field, and we would get a holding call or a penalty. Hey, the last drive of the game when Cutler goes down to, tie it up at 21, first play of the drive, what happens? Kyle Long, a guy that we have come to expect a certain high level of performance, you know, he had maybe his worst game this year.
He got whooped pretty good today.
Yeah, he got hammered. But you cannot, and all I can tell you is the execution part of it has, you know, a lot of facets and different reasons. But going back to OB's part about this offense, when we play ready offense and we're at the line and letting Jay call and make the decisions about the plays, this offense works a hell of a lot better. It's more efficient, and there's a lot. There's a lack of penalties and all those negative plays that seem to always kind of botch a drive for us.
Long in the locker room after the game, Adam Hoge tweeting it out, and we'll talk to Adam at the bottom of the hour. I had a really S game. It was uncharacteristic of myself, but the good news is we get another game next week, team. They do have another game next week.
Oh, so does Robbie Gold.
He was commenting too, Hamp. He said that he was in perfect range. I could have probably kicked from 61 going that way. And he thought the kick was, quote, pretty good when it left his foot. Said the wind was going right to left, but the kick just stayed right. Kicker talk right here on 720 WGN.
So what he said is, I choked.
He might have slightly said that, Kaz.
Well, that's what he should have said.
Colin,
I missed it. I choked. This is 2 weeks in a row I've choked.
Colin in Geneva, you're on 720 WGN. Go ahead, Colin.
Yeah, I just want to touch on time of possession the first quarter and a half. Seemed like defense couldn't get off the field, and we couldn't get our run game going to complement our pass game. And a bright note I want to point out here is our coaching staff actually made second half adjustments, which for the first time in about 5 years, maybe 8 years, we have now. So let's not, we can't put football games on the foot of our kicker. All right, let's score touchdowns. I'm going to hang up and listen.
Fair enough. They try.
You're right. But kickers are paid to make kicks. But 100% correct. You know, you want to score touchdowns, Dan, but that's why you have your kicker there who does nothing all week, and then his job is to kick it through the uprights.
It's maddening to think about how many games are actually decided by those little elves kicking the ball. Think about it. And that's just the nature of the game. But let me just say this. You bring up a very, very good point. The 15-play drive to open the game was a statement by the Redskins. We never answered until we got into the second half. I'd like to have somebody answer after that drive, make some adjustments right now. And you know what? Over the course of this year, Vic Fangio has been pretty good. Time after time, the St. Louis Rams went right down the field, scored, never got close again. So over the course of the year, he's made some good adjustments. But for whatever reason, there was no response from the team. I was there, like I said, on the sidelines watching it. The Redskins were basically saying, like, sandlot football. All right, who's going to have number 50 covering him? Well, I'm throwing it to you. All right, we need to run the ball. Okay, where's he at? Okay, we're going to run right at him. That's basically what they're doing. And if you don't think I'm telling the truth, go back and watch the film. But here's one thing that I do think is important. It's a damn shame we didn't win this game for a lot of reasons, and that's on the kicker. But I'm just saying, Buddy Ryan used to say the most important 10 minutes of the game were the last 5 minutes of the first half and the first 5 minutes of the second half. What did we do? We actually drove down and scored on offense to get back in it, and then we came out in the third quarter, and we put two touchdowns on the board, which we had not even scored a touchdown all year in the third quarter. So we talked all week. Oh, well, one step forward, two steps forward, and then one or two steps back. Well, guess what? You know, there's a lot of good stuff we could have talked about over the last 3-4 weeks if a kicker makes two kicks.
Pretty incredible. The first touchdown in the third quarter all season, a slant to Zach Miller for 9 yards to the end zone with 3:42 left in the third. All season.
I would say that Barry might well have been an audible by Cutler.
Might
have. Why? Because the cornerback was off and playing him to the outside. The linebacker wasn't even in a drop position. Bang, comes the slant. There was nobody near him. Remember, folks, or you people, when I talk all the time, well, when you get down in pressure territory and you're a cornerback and you've got a wideout on your side, you shade him to the inside every time. I don't care if it's on a 40-yard line or the 4-yard line. What they did, played him to the outside. Bingo. 6 points.
Bears didn't cover the tight end too well today. I think Jordan Reed might have. You might have noticed.
Well, he killed us 2 years ago in RFK or whatever they call it.
And every quality tight end all season has crushed the Bears. Why? Because our linebacking core overall isn't strong, and it starts with 50 in the middle.
This week, Chicago's best is rolling. I'm going to stop that before we rail on Shane McClellan. We do have time for that coming up here, though. This week, Chicago's best is rolling, filling and frosting their way through Chicagoland. Tune in to see Chicago's Best Bakery Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV. Take more calls. Yes, Shane?
Well, I'm just going to say, you know, I have a choice tonight. Go home and watch the tape of Shane McClellan or watch Columbo. I think I'm going to watch Columbo tonight, Carson.
You can come out with me to...
I can't watch it no more.
You can come out with me, Cam. We can go watch the Cats and the Chicago State Cougars. Welsh Ryan, come
and
on.
And how do the Bears, the coaching staff, continue to say that this kid is a legitimate NFL player? It's maddening, and this is every time, Ed, you know, I hear that they buy into it, but then they sell us on this garbage, and I can't stand it.
Well, I'm not going to waste my breath talking about him.
It's horrible.
Well, we'll see if he's back next year. All right, your call's coming back, and maybe some Jay Cutler as well. 720 WGN.
I definitely didn't rush it. You know, I had good tempo all day. I had really good tempo all week. Just push it right, you know. I don't know what to tell you. Obviously, I thought when I left, my foot it was pretty good. Wind was blowing right to left, and it just stayed right. Didn't come back at all.
There he is, Robbie Gould. Missed the 50-yarder as the Bears fall to the Redskins, 24-21. It's the Hamp and OB Show with Kaz, presented by Chevy, DriveChicago.com. My name is Mark Carman. Phone number is 312-981-7200. Hamp, that soundbite do anything for you with Robbie?
What do you want me to say?
Probably.
You know, again, you got to make it. That's all there is to it. And you know, they left my foot, not all that garbage. Like I said, I played a lot of games, and it was just, it's amazing how many of these games are decided by this kind of nonsense.
There's one text before we go to the phone lines here. Love your show. My question to Hamp is, who called the offensive plays? Was it Ditka or?
Ed Hughes. Ed Hughes until Dicker went nuts and took over.
And Greg Landry was also would call
Greg
plays.
Landry yeah. early. And then at the end, Greg Landry came yep. back. And
right, right. Yeah. But, yeah, but Dick, at some point, he would get mad and take the call sheet and call plays for a series or two, then give it back to him. So, Mike, you know, he was firmly in charge of everything offensively.
Let's get back to the calls here. 312-981-7200. John in Streamwood has a problem with the play calling. Go ahead, John.
Hi, guys. The play calling. Every first down is a run up the middle for no gain. And then with 3rd and 10 drives me nuts. 3rd and 10, they throw 8 yards or 1 yard. They don't. Why are people running patterns that don't get them a first down? Why are they running patterns short of the first down on 3rd down?
It's a great question, because the one time that it didn't happen, it was number 17, Jeffrey, who ran a curl route to 11 yards and caught the ball and got the first down. It should be common sense, and that goes back to the position coach. So the wide receiver coach has to emphasize this. Part of it is a play call too, but look, you were required as a wide receiver to understand down and distance and get enough yards, even if you have to go a little deeper than normal, to get the first down. That was expected of you.
But it just, not to be a contrarian, but, you know, Kaz's point, it was exactly right. I think Mariani got deep enough for a first down on 3rd down. Jeffrey did it twice. But, I mean, come on, let's be realistic. We don't have anybody with any scare speed. And so defenses are compressing us. As we are talking tonight, that film is already being shown in Minnesota. And they are figuring out ways to compress our offense, because we cannot push anybody off
separate,
the ball.
Right.
You know, safeties against New England, they're at 13 yards. Against us, they're at 8, going to 7, because we don't have any speed. And Eddie Royal, he was out there today, but he really wasn't a factor.
Redskins did the same thing, though, right? I mean, late in the game, they're running 2 yard outs on a 3rd and 8. So,
that's their problem.
There are routes. Those are secondary routes. Your initial first two reads are reads at the proper depth to get first downs. And if they take that away, you got to dump it underneath and hope a guy can catch and run with it.
Break a tackle.
Right. That's why you see that a lot.
It's a
because
route
they're going to be open. The guys underneath are always going to be open.
Unfortunately, our route tree is a shrub.
312-981-7200.
Don't get the 3rd and 10. Then it's not an issue.
Alshon led the Bears today with 6 catches for 107 yards. Zach Miller had 5 for 85. Kaz Jr., Mariani, 2 for 37. And Jeremy Langford, 3 for 27. He needs to learn how to catch the football, though. That's been his one flaw so far. Not phenomenal blocking, but he's really got to become better.
All I can say is, as much as they throw to Langford and split him out, he must be doing something amazing in practice. Because it's like they got all the confidence in the world, but he can't translate it to Sunday and catch it when he has to.
I've seen him make some nice catches this year. I just think it's part of being a rookie, and you learn how to play at a faster level in the pros.
Let's get a couple more calls in here. Let's get Steve in St. Joseph, Michigan on 720 WGN. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I've seen all three of you guys play, and one thing you did do is you played the game with passion, and I don't see that on Sundays at times, and I don't see the mental capacity from linebackers in the Bears defense. There's a couple of people that I wish they'd get from the college ranks, and there's a kid that's Seau's nephew from Nevada. He's number 8. I saw him play over the weekend against San Diego State. And he's 6'3", 257. He's not a linebacker, but he's a defensive lineman. If he doesn't look like an Urlacher, I don't know who does. And I appreciate you taking a call, and I just wish the Bears would do something with talent evaluation, because I think they suck.
Well, the defense of a 3-4, you have to have – the 3-4 works because you have 4 stud linebackers. The Bears have really no stud linebackers, so it's remarkable that they're even successful in a 3-4 without – NFL caliber linebacker.
And the most
for the most part.
Let me just say this. That position, inside linebacker in the 3-4, is a signature position of that defense. Yeah, you want your right outside linebacker to be a Lawrence Taylor, okay? But the guys inside make it go. And they're the ones that give that pass rusher the chance on 3rd down, because they stop 1st and 2nd down. But most importantly, they have to have instincts. They have to – Junior Seau, amazing instincts. Teddy Bruschi, amazing – Teddy Bruschi looked like some guy that, you know, you'd see loading newspapers.
5'9", 190 pounds, that little guy.
Yeah, but he was a great player. Right. He never took a bad step. I'm just saying, the guys we got – they take three steps the wrong way before they have to correct and come back.
We're going to get to Adam Hoge out at Soldier Field next. Craving Geno's East legendary deep dish pizza, handmade with their famous buttery, flaky crust loaded with the freshest ingredients, topped with a flavorful sauce. Bring the family to Geno's East, 10 locations in Chicagoland. They're closer than you think. Try the favorites like the meaty legend Chicago Fire or their signature patty-style sausage. And if you can't make it to them, Geno's East will come to you. Order pizza delivery to your home or ship this iconic Windy City legend nationwide. For delivery zones and info, visit GenosEast.com. Your calls, Adam Hoge. Ton to do, 1 hour to do it, as the Bears do fall to the Redskins 24-21. They are 5-8. It's Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. 720 WGN.
Back to the Chevy Hamp and OB show with Kaz,
presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com
on 720 WGN.
Bears lose to the Redskins 24-21. Now 5-8 on the season. Let's go out to Soldier Field, bring in our guy. He's been covering him all year, and he'll be there next week. He's not going to throw in the towel when they move out to Minnesota. Two on the road, at Minnesota, at Tampa, and then home with Detroit. Adam Hoge from Soldier Field joining us now. The injury report brought to you by the Rogers Auto Group in the New South Loop. Health-wise, Adam, anything today? It seems like the Bears are actually pretty healthy. They just, didn't win the football game.
Right. Well, the Bears suffer all their injuries in practice. Remember, not in games. So, once again, John Fox said they were clean from the injury standpoint. Will Sutton did leave at one point in the game but came back. I think they were looking at his knee. But otherwise, it's all clean. I don't know how they survive these games without injuries when they can't get through practice without getting hurt.
You know, Adam, did anybody ask the coaches or players why they appeared to be so flat in the first quarter of the game? Really, first quarter and a half?
First 29 minutes.
I mean, literally, they just look flat as a team. Lethargic?
Yeah, they did. I mean, both sides of the ball were really – it wasn't a good start. I mean, offensively, defensively – I don't know what was going on with the offensive line, but I think every single member of the offensive line had either a penalty or a sack allowed in the first half. Kyle Long was particularly hard on himself today, said he had a bad game. That's not exactly the language he used. I can't use the language he used. He was not happy with his play, and he shouldn't be. Giving up those two sacks, one that was a sack fumble. It's not the kind of play we've seen from him, but I think it does create a question for the offseason because you did take a Pro Bowl right guard and make him into an okay right tackle. So the question is, was that not a good move?
Adam, don't bring that up because Ed will scream. It was a horrible move. He's been saying it all year.
All right, just hold on, everybody. Here.
Why'd you have to do that, Adam?
Let me just jump in there on that, okay? Take Kyle Long. Put him back at right guard. Move Leno over to right tackle and give Bushrod his job back at left tackle. You got three games, and let's see what can happen. Let's see what can do. We are a better offensive line with Kyle Long at guard, with him and Slauson. Those guys are awesome. Move Leno over to the right tackle. Put Bushrod in there, and let's see what they can do.
Yeah, I think the problem with that and is that
makes sense?
They're looking long term, and I don't think Bushrod's in their plan beyond this season. And I think Leno, they view Leno as a possible permanent solution at left tackle. So, maybe that was a move you would have thought of a few weeks ago. It's probably too late at this point. But I do think going into the off season, you do wonder. I think they got to address the offensive line in the draft, and which position do you address? Do you address tackle or do you address guard? And that depends on probably what you do with Kyle Long.
And it depends on where you pick also.
You address the tackle position, period.
I think when your pick is up and if you have a high-end guard or a high-end tackle, that's how you make that pick, Adam, unless you've got number one. But so nobody did address why they were so flat then to start the game. None of the coaches or players?
I mean, they talked about it, but they didn't give us any answers. I mean, first of all, this team doesn't give us answers ever.
Right.
They admitted that they were flat. I mean, I don't think there's any question. You just turn on the tape and you see that it was a slow start, both offensively and defensively. And I think that's really probably what is most disappointing the last 2 weeks with this football team is they left Lambeau Field on Thanksgiving night, you know, flying high, everything is going in the right direction, and they have just responded with, I think flat is the right word. They have been flat the last 2 weeks at home. It's hard to explain. And this is the two teams. I mean, you guys, I'm sure you guys have already talked about it. You guys saw what the 49ers did today against the Browns.
They got crushed by Johnny Manziel, of all.
They're horrible.
Cleveland exposed them for what they are.
And the Bears couldn't.
Right. Hey, exactly. how about Robbie Gould? Look, you know, he has been unbelievable as a kicker for a lot of years here in Chicago. But when you go back-to-back weeks where you're missing game winners and game tires, that's a recipe of being done. I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of like a 4-foot putt. You start missing those, you're off the tour.
Yeah, and this is, I put this in the same kind of conversation as Kyle Long. It's actually what I'm writing about, guys, right now I'm working on, is how this game, really last 2 weeks, have created more off-season questions that probably you thought you already had answered. And with Robbie Gould, his season has been pretty weird. He started the year by making 17 straight. He then missed three in a row, which I think he had never done before, or he'd only done it one other time. And then he came back and he made 9 in a row. And then here he is, and he's missed 3 in a row again. And the last two obviously have been horrible misses, because one was for to win a game and the other would have sent this one into overtime. So I think it's a fair question. I think it's completely fair to wonder, is he back next year? Here's the contract situation. He's due a $500,000 roster bonus on top of his already $3 million salary. So this inflates to $4.1 million against the cap next year. You can save $2.9 million if you let him go. That's a big chunk of change for a kicker. I don't think the Bears are necessarily going to be up against the cap in the offseason, but it is extra money that you can use elsewhere. The problem is you got to have another option. And there are so many teams. Really, Robbie Gould has been a luxury for this organization throughout his career, because there have been so many teams in that time frame that have gone through kicker struggles. The Bears haven't really had that. So I don't know what they're going to do, but it is something they need to think about in the offseason.
Well, I'll tell you what they should do. And for Robbie Gould, fine, that's whatever, okay? But what they got to do on both sides of this football in the next three games is get some people in there and maybe change the offensive philosophy instead of playing it so tight in defense. Then hopefully we're going to get Cutler's going to take us down and get it. We've got three games. Let's open this offense up. Let's play big boy football. And the reason why I'm saying that, Adam, is because once that 16th game is played and we're done, these guys don't hit anybody till the first exhibition game next year. So if you want to make some moves, and if you want to take a look how good you could be throwing the ball over the middle or down the field on different patterns, and defensively, striking, coming hard with different blitzes, now's the time to do it, the next three games, because I'll repeat it again. They don't hit anybody. They don't hit anybody each year. They don't hit each other until the first exhibition game of 2016. So if you're going to do something, get it done. Do it now. See what you got.
Evaluate the talent.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's what these last three games will really be about. Evaluating what they have here and setting yourself up for the offseason, addressing some of these questions. But I think what's also important is they got to carry some momentum into this offseason. They appear to be doing that a couple weeks ago, and the last 2 weeks have really been an enormous step backwards. And so I think it's important, especially, you know, the thing offensively that's frustrating is when they start going up tempo and kind of actually opening things up and letting Cutler throw the ball, they seem to have some success, but then I don't know, they come back with those first down runs, and they just couldn't get anything going there today on first down, and that was really putting them behind the chain.
Yeah, we talked about that a bunch. Adam, great stuff. And the next 2 weeks are incredibly tough games, too. Or incredibly is a little bit tall, but tougher than the last two, at least on paper, at Minnesota and at Tampa Bay. We'll read you at WGNRadio.com, Adam.
All right, see you guys.
Thanks, Adam.
Adam Hoge out at Soldier Field.
Apologist. No, I'm teasing. He does a good job, and you know what?
No, he answers on the honestly. Right?
You know, and come on, for you fans out there, you're knowledgeable. You know, there's a lot of this stuff has to be addressed. It just has to.
312-981-7200. We'll get back to your phone calls. We may hear from John Fox and we may hear from Jay Cutler before we get on. Hemp does not want to do that. Guys, you know what I do? I put Marconi Giardiniera on everything. You know why? Because there's nothing better. Ed, on eggs, on pizza, subs, sausages, you name it, Marconi Giardiniera's on at OB. One of Chicago's favorite traditions is now my tradition. With over 100 years of experience, Kaz, Marconi should be the only giardiniera in your kitchen. Marconi, with over 114 years of experience, serving up the highest quality Marconi giardiniera, available wherever finer foods are sold or online at marconi-foods.com.
Quality product.
312-981-7200. Bears lose to the Redskins 24-21. Tampa will be with Kaz, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. With you till 5:30 when Blackhawks pregame comes at you on 720 WGN.
I had a really game. It was uncharacteristic of myself, but the good news is we get another game next week.
That was Kyle Long of the Washington Reds. I must be drunk. It's all right. That's okay.
That would be the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, does he play for the Bears? Is he the right tackle of the Chicago Bears, Kyle Long? You know what threw me on that soundbite?
No, Shea McClellan plays for the Redskins and everybody else we play against.
Every team that comes in, our opponent, he's their best player.
Yeah, he's the best player.
Why did he feel the need to throw in there that's uncharacteristic of me? Like he's
myself. Didn't he say that too? Yeah. Like he talked about himself in the third person?
He's feeling like he needs to defend himself.
I don't think so. I just think he was just saying that he admitted he was as bad as he can be.
The right tackle for the Washington Redskins is Morgan Moses, and he was, I don't know if he had money in the officials' pockets or whatever it was, but I don't if you guys noticed this, but he was jumping back before the ball was snapped. He was almost in the backfield, and they didn't call it. It was like at least five times that he did that, and no whistle. And I know some of the Bears were complaining about it. Lamar Houston went to the officials and said something. I don't know if Hamp, OB, Kaz, you've ever seen anything like that, where it just doesn't get called all game. But that's not that hard to see.
Yeah, he was either exceptionally quick or the line judge on his side was not paying attention to it. Because yeah, you're right. He was taking a false step before the ball was snapped.
That's a pretty big edge, right? If you're already halfway back to Kirk Cousins?
You know, they have to, it's silent count, and he's watching the ball. If the guard doesn't move, then he looks like he's offsides. It's just,
those guys are pretty solid on picking that up quickly. I mean, the NFL refs are, they're not perfect, but they get that most of the time.
What about the one on Grissou, you know, where he flinches? And they get
right.
I'm just saying,
that was terrible.
It was a silent snap, and the guard was basically late, and it made him look like he was moving.
Drive of the game, sponsored by the Patrick Dealer Group. Click patrickcars.com.
And Big Ed's got this
OB,
one, right, Ed?
Drive of the game for the...
Drive of the game?
Drive of the game, OB.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll jump in then, Big Ed. I would say that we give it to the team that put the best one together. I would say the Redskins' first drive, 8 minutes, 42 seconds, 15 plays. That was the drive of the game. Yeah.
To basically say, this
We're
is
here.
How we play.
Yep.
This is what we do.
That did set an ugly tone. All right, 312-981-7200. A couple more calls in here. Philip in Carroll Stream's been waiting patiently on 720 WGN. Go ahead, Philip.
It's great listening to you guys, but it's terrible that see this team 1-6 at home. What the hell is going on when you cannot win even half of your games at home? Two, I think they need to do what the Cubs did. Maybe dismantle
some of the team, not all of it, and pull what the Cubs did. I mean, I don't know. Right now, what I see, it's not good right now.
Philip, appreciate the phone call. You can't apply baseball to the NFL.
No, the NFL, you roll over your roster anyway because of injuries and everything else. But look, you've got a brand new general manager. I like the young guy, Dan. You are you really like of what he's doing. So give him time. He's got to rebuild this roster. And Ed said it best. There's a lot of guys that wouldn't play in the NFL that are on the team right now.
Okay. Well, what about Rizzo, Bryant? All those they were drafted. I mean, you know, they were in the system. We haven't drafted anybody of note that's special in the last 10 years. And now Kyle Long, the one guy that was borderline special, has become, you know, garden variety at right tackle. So, you know, it's about the players, and if you get a lot of special players, then boy, you got something going. But, you know, at some point you got to go back to, you know, why the Bears are bad at home. And there's a lot of reasons. Playing like we did today, playing like we did last week, you know, like Night of the Zombie, that's one reason why we were 1-8 the last 9 games. But let's – okay, the opener against Green Bay, at that time Green Bay was – they were invincible. Then we had Arizona. What are they, 10-2 now? 10-3 or something? I mean, they're as good as good is. And then we had a series of – bungling where we had the Viking game in control and we make a bad play on a jump ball by Antrell Roll and Robbie Gould misses a field goal that would have kept us, you know, out of overtime, and we lose that. And then we lose to Denver because first play of the first drive of the game, Demaryius Thomas goes 80 yards for a touchdown and John Fox doesn't want to kick a field goal with 10 minutes to go when he's on the 4-yard line on 4th and 4. And then last week, we know what happened last week. That was Abbott and Costello. And then this week, okay, we don't have enough special players where we can go half speed and play half-ass and get it done. So something's got to change. And you're exactly right. There's a reason why we're 1-8, and those are just a little, you know, a bit of the reasonings.
And Danny and Philip, let me just jump in there again, and I'll say it again. You got 3 games left here, okay? Let's start doing some of the things that are relevant to this game. Going downfield. Every team does it. You've got 3 games left. The philosophy has to change, guys. I mean, it's been great all year. You guys have been fighting. You're in the fourth quarter. But we always seem to come out on the bad side. But I am telling you, and let me say it again, this is so important, these next 3 games, for Fox and his coaching staff to do something different. Attack offensively and attack defensively. You've got what the hell do you have to lose? And again, the reason why I'm saying this is they don't touch each other until they play an exhibition game next year. So see what you got here, what's left, if you have to make any moves. Let's try to be aggressive for once offensively. Let's come out and really do a no-huddle offense and attack and go downfield, and defensively, go after them. Blitz them from everywhere. Let's see what can happen.
Let's see what we got, too, personnel-wise.
You're damn right.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think I know what the hell I'm talking about. To sit back here and play this game the way we've been playing it for the last 3 games, if we were in a hunt, yeah, maybe. But we're not. But you got to see what you can do offensively and defensively with what you have here.
What OB's saying is we're playing circa 70s, 80s. Type of attitude in football. The rules have changed. It's about stretching the field, going down the field, and if you don't play it, then you're basically you're beat before you even start.
Well, they're playing play it close football instead of trying to win football, and that's scared to death football when you're playing conservative football, right, Ed? Nobody likes scared to death.
And they've got some time now. They can do something about this for the coaches to find out about some of the players they have now. Just change the philosophy of what they're doing. We played tight. It was good. They had a chance to win games. That's all out the window. Now, for us to win a Super Bowl, and that's what it's all about every year, not to come in second or go 8-8 or whatever, okay? What they've got to do is attack and go after people on both sides of the ball, I hope and I pray that they do this. Let's see how aggressive they can be. You know, caution to the wind. Go after them, guys.
All I can say is this. You know, they say it was the glass. Is the glass half full or is it half empty? I'm starting to think it's a styrofoam cup with a hole in it.
That Carmen put the hole in.
Wait a minute. I'm still trying to get over roll over Rover. What the hell did you? What did he say?
It's all over Rover.
Rover. What's that?
Roll it over Rover because it's done.
I tell you, he comes up with some jewels. He does.
Got to chop a lot of wood to make a fire, right, Dan?
Let's do a quick timeout. We'll get you into news, and we will perhaps hear from the Bears head coach before we get out here at 5:30. And and maybe we won't. We'll take your calls for sure. 312-981-7200. 720 WGN.
This is the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz. Presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Bears fall to the Redskins at Soldier Field. 24-21. Robbie Gould missed a 50-yard field goal that would have tied it, perhaps sent it into overtime.
Mark, you know what? What's happened here? That never should have happened today.
Agreed.
Okay? It just never should have happened. Shouldn't have happened the week before. Two pathetic football teams come into here when we play a phenomenal game on a Thursday night up in Green Bay and come back. They should have been flying high and really going after people. And bang, next 2 weeks, we smell the place up in front of our own fans. I mean, you know, just, hey, guys, it's hard for me to swallow that and believe that they would let this go on, the coaches, the players, everybody, against those pathetic teams at home.
And they came out flat both weeks.
Yes.
I mean, they looked.
I pointed that out last week.
And this was Dan's whole point about, look, yeah, you know what? I understand we're lacking some talent in certain areas, but at the end of the day, effort can overcome talent.
It's not
every
like we're playing New England, guys.
Right.
Let me read a text to you from the 847. You guys have lost your objectivity, lost five games by an average of 4 points, and most were expecting a slaughter-style season. It's a transitional year. What did you expect? How would you respond to that?
Well, I would say in the National Football League and in all pro sports, every season, because the experts say you're supposed to be bad doesn't mean you're going to be bad. And the fact that they lost all those games that close tells you how close they are to being a great team. And that's why we're irritated, because you don't get many of these opportunities and we have thrown them away because we're not prepared, we're not ready, and we play scared to death football, as Ed will tell you.
Let me tell you another thing. Like, the Bears have won or lost games by just points, very, very few points. Let me tell you something. This year, we're not the only team in the National Football League that has this run, and it happens every year. There's two or three times, oh, well, they lost seven games by a total of 18 points or whatever. Gee, it happens, folks. It's not almost. If you take the 32 teams, I'll guarantee you, a third of them have records just like the ones the Bears have, that they could have won, they could have this, but guess what? They didn't.
You are what your record says you are.
312-981-7200, Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Right now we're sponsored by Geno'sEast.com, sponsored by Parent Petroleum. A couple more calls. John in Plainfield, you're on 720 WGN. Go ahead, John.
Yes, but I got to talk to Ed, but I want to talk in a little bit about what Kaz, just the remark he made about the competitive edge of the people. And let me talk to Ed's point about the position coaching. Preparing a professional player that's supposed to be an outstanding player, because he was an outstanding player in college and drafted by a team like the Bears that loves to win. These people out there that we see, I don't know that they have the heart or the desire of a competitor. Now, you got to be a competitor like Hampton was and Kaz was when they played and you were. Now, how do you get that? How do you teach as a position coach, if you were one of those guys, how do you teach these professionals to play with heart and desire on every play of the game?
John, who are you calling out specifically?
No, he's asking a simple question. Well, how do you prepare these players?
How do you prepare a player
That's the professional. All he wants to do when he celebrates at the end of a play, which is never should happen in a game of football. None of them should do that, period. They're paid to play the game well. So they do it once or twice and they celebrate. I think that's not good.
Yeah, and John, Ed, thank you for your comments. And Ed, I think he really wanted to ask you the question, so why don't you answer it? And John, if you hadn't said that last little bit, we would still be talking, but it was a great call. Ed, answer.
Here, listen. What you watch the teams that get into the playoff and get to the Super Bowl. You know what the one thing they are? They're a smart football team. The team that makes the least amount of mental mistakes. Mental mistakes will kill you more than physical mistakes. So in answer to what you're saying, it's in the preparation. You have to break down the films. You get all the information. You translate it into what a defensive line has to do, an offensive line. Their position coaches, they take them through. Here's what we're going to do. It goes on and on. And the key, John, is knowledge. You got to have a smart football team, not a dumb football team.
I'm just curious, when you guys are watching Hamp.
Hey, before we move on, he asked me a question about what is the force how do you get these young great players in college and make the transition to the pros where now you're getting paid and you have to find your own source of motivation. And we all know that motivation is what this team lacked the last 2 weeks. They went out there flat and, despondent. And for whatever reason, there's two things. It's fear and gain. Fear is like the Belichick. If you make a mistake, you fumble the ball, you may never touch the football field again.
Or be on the team.
Yeah, or he'll cut you. You know, Jimmy Johnson was like that. A guy fumbled the ball in a game. They cut him. All I can say is that works in a big way for a percentage. A lot of guys play for gain. A lot of these guys, it's about the money, the fame, all that stuff. Somehow, some way, you have to find a way to motivate yourself a certain way. But see, the coach is the one that focuses this on a team and the journey that every team goes on. Now, just say, Robbie Gould made that. He's not Gould anymore. He's Gould. Robbie Gould made that kick last week, and he made it today. And now we're 7-5. We're on a journey. We are on a mission where we have a chance to get in the playoffs. Then everybody, it's like a rising tide. But to get into this position, there's 10 weeks, and that's where the head coach has got to come up and find the proper motivation.
312-981-7200. It's hard for me to watch and pick out guys that specifically who are not trying, like who are just not giving effort. I mean, does anybody jump off the page to you?
Okay, and let me just say this.
Yes, the middle linebacker, number 50. Good effort.
I think he's trying. He's just not good.
Let me just say this. You know, a lot of folks know my daughter plays college volleyball. And there was an incident where right before the season started, the coach kind of took her out of a game. And I told her, I said, Buddy Ryan did that once to me. And I was like humiliated. I was benched. He took me out and put Al Harris in. And anyway, he told me after the game, I said, hey, Buddy, I'm playing hard. He says, hey, playing hard don't feed the bulldog. Getting it done is what this game's about. Getting it done. We have a lot of guys that may be going out there and thinking they're playing hard. They're not getting it done. Shea McClellan, Anderson, Will Sutton. We've got a bunch of guys that think they're really trying hard, and it ain't happening. They're not getting it done. We got to find players that want to get it done.
They're not smart football players. That's what they are. They're not smart.
Yeah, that's a part of it too. But
that's
it is
the
really
bottom line. They're not smart.
You're right. You're right. And they can't. They don't have that. You got to kick it into a new extra gear, Mark. And these guys aren't.
Let's take Kyle Long. Kyle Long has got more natural ability than anybody on that football field. And for some kid named Ryan Kerrigan to run by him 3 or 4 times today and embarrass him, why is that? Somehow, some way, Kyle Long may think he's trying. He ain't getting it done. He's got to find out how to get it done.
Right.
Yes, move back to right guard.
That would help, Ed. And I got to admit, I thought you
I teed that
were wrong on this, Ed. I'm on your bandwagon.
I'm not deviating from that. You take Slauson and Long at guy. You got the best offensive guard combination
middle,
in football.
Right? And through the middle, you can do damage through the middle.
Absolutely.
You're right.
Give your loved ones the gift of knowledge this holiday with a Chicago Tribune digital subscription. Knowledge is power. Visit chicagotribune.com/gifting today. Couple more calls before we get out of here, and
this program is the gift of knowledge too. Now,
you're damn right.
For all you fine folks calling in today,
absolutely, and we'll get you set up for
And one other thing too, you can still get the Doug Buffone book.
Yes,
and it's out there. Go online, and you know, Ed, I know you had a wonderful deal at Gibson's back in November.
Yes.
But hey, what's remind? Christmas is just around the corner, folks, and the holidays are here. Get that book, and what do they? Where do they do?
Just go. I basically go to DougBuffone.com, and I think you Google that, and you'll find out. And that I tell you, it is a fun book. It's a good book, and it was again about Doug. His association of 50 years with the Bears.
You can just Google Doug Buffone and the book comes right up.
And purchase it. It would be a great holiday gift.
We'll get you set up for the Bears at Minnesota next week and set you up for Blackhawks hockey as well. 720 WGN. The Midwestern University Eye Institute in Downers Grove is now accepting patients as a full-service clinic. The Eye Institute provides comprehensive eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, eye disease screening and treatment, vision therapy, low vision rehabilitation services, and emergency eye care. It's all at an affordable price. Learn more at MWUclinics.com or call 630-743-4500. That's MWUclinics.com or call 630-743-4500. The Midwestern University Multi-Specialty Clinic, your family's home for healthcare. If you're just joining in, been under a rock, or not paying any attention to the football today. 24-21, Bears lose to the Redskins, 5-8, 1-6 at home. Next game preview is sponsored by Arlington Heights Ford, number one in what matters most. That is you. They're on the road at Minnesota. Hamp, what are you looking for?
I know is this. Last week was such a gut-wrenching loss, and to back it up back-to-back and belly-to-belly with this debacle today, we are now 5-8. Because all the callers, all the listeners, the wonderful folks, everybody, and I said this last week, the way this has happened, there's like a tremor in the force, if you will. Now, nothing says happy holidays like going and playing the Vikings before Christmas. Trust me, as we speak, the Vikings are preparing their holiday basket for Shea McClellan to welcome him to town next Saturday night, Cos.
Yes, they're going to maybe have a special presentation at halftime saying, you are MVP. Our best player.
And remember, the Bears should have beaten the Vikings earlier this year. That did not happen.
A missed field goal by Robbie Gould and I still don't understand Antral Roll going, I've made a good play on the jump ball. The receiver's in front of you. Hello?
Right.
You don't jump over behind the guy in basketball. It's called over the back. You go and play the ball.
Vikings are going to be coming off a Thursday night loss to the Cardinals, so they'll be coming in with extra rest, 23-20. Yes,
I can tell you, I'm going to back up what I just said earlier. What I really want to see with the Bears is, come on, guys, now's the time. Three games left. What you did was fine, keeping in game, staying, but it's not. It hasn't worked. See what you got. Go after people. We're not a blitzing team. Let's blitz. We don't go down a field team. Let's go down a field. Let's try to, right from the get-go, let's go after people and make something happen. If it backfires, it backfires.
It's a noon kick. We'll be here at 3 o'clock. Another 2.5-hour show as Blackhawks hockey's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Kaz, say goodnight.
Good night, everybody, and hopefully Robbie Gould will get it turned around because you need him. We need him.
Bears lose to the Redskins 24-21. Blackhawks hockey coming up in a moment on 720.
Glenn, hold on 1 second, yeah. Glenn. We wouldn't need him if we'd start going after
Take
people.
Care. Yeah, you're right.
Right from the get-go.
Right.
Let them know who we are instead of sitting and hoping and praying on third down we might get some miracle catch or make a third down. Conversion? No. Go after him.
Show will continue on the sidewalk out front. Obi and I will be out in front of the Trib Tower in 5 minutes. 720 WGN.